My brother used to raise cane when my dad at the time had to go and get that hay. Ooh-wee. But one of the hottest places to be, they got to get out there and strip that corn. You have that long row of corn, you know. And you get in there and you get alongside between them rows and you just grab one leaf, one after the other one like that. And you just strip it down and you just take one and you got a handful like that and you twist it like that and just take that leaf and pass on the other one and make kind of a knot and lay it on that hill. That's where you go. And man, you talk about hot. No wind in there, boy. That's dead hot air in there. Then we pass by and pick it up and do the same thing with the rope then and pick it up, bring it over and bring it in that room and all for the cattle.
Yeah. You put it in the field, you put it into what when you were getting it together? You break it into...
Well, we make little bundles with it, like. Yeah. And then we just pass by them hills and pick them up and...
Hay shock?
And
did you ever leave it out in the field, Mr. Pudd?
The corn?
Yeah.
You mean itself? No, we never did.
Or the hay?
Just the hay. You leave the hay until it would dry out there, like you catch good weather, you see, and when it ain't gonna rain, you just know it's not gonna rain for like from one day to the other. Now that corn deal, we put that in the wheelbarrow. We go and break that corn with the shock and all on it, the cover. And we bring all that in because them cattle would eat that too. That would all go in. Many times I slept on one of them beds like that you talking about, corn shock. We used to have that. Strip them leaves off of that corn like that, and mama would make a big sack like, and with a hole, and you take them and shove them in there.
In what kind of sack would it be?
Ticking, regular ticking cloth. And every day, naturally, you know, you're going to lay down on it, you're going to flatten out. Well, every day you'd go in there and you open that hole and, man, you'd scatter them things around it and make it fluffy again for the next night. Shoot, man, I'm telling you, I'm thinking about all that. I went to Louisiana Marsh and track over that one winter, and that's what I had for bed, a hay. I had a big sack made out of nothing but wild hay. And that's what I slept on the whole winter. I was in 1930. And buddy, we had a cold winter that winter. It got so cold over here until the ice had so much ice on all them trees, the branches was all breaking. So much weight on them. Looked like a storm that went through here. It had so much branches on the ground. And where we was in Louisiana Marsh, that was across Lake Mon. All the edge of the wire like that, everything ice was hanging and all them grass and all that, and all you could see was icicles hanging like that all alongside and by, just white. And when that wind would hit it like that, you just hear boy, it was cold. God almighty. And all I had on me was a heavy set underwear, a wool shirt and a wool jacket and patterned like hell. I got in right before dark, and my daddy got in after dark that night. We had another fellow with us from Covington. He got worried about the old man and went outside and started hollering. And the old man answered right close there. He was coming in. And boy, it was cold that year. Jesus, Pat.
Yeah.
Every day I'd hit that old mattress, that old hay barn, and I'd fluff it up and I'd get on it, on the floor. We was three of us over there in a little camp,